The Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
I know two girls named Stacy and Angela. One stands on stage for laughs, one she takes photographs. Every week they talk for an hour and a half on the Stacy Prossman Hour. On their show they chat about the latest news or whatever else they choose, relationships or even shoes. Listen to them, what the hell you gotta lose other than about an hour with the Stacy Prossman Hour. Yeah, that's Stacy Prossman Hour. Listen to the Stacy Prossman Hour.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Stacy Prossman Hour on this fine Monday in October, late October, almost Halloween, the evening of Hallow, where the ghosts and the goblins will kill you and haunt you. And people dress up in slutty costumes. I dressed up in a costume. I was a flapper girl. And my date was a gangster. It was a gangster theme party. It was fun. I drank for 12 hours straight, and now I'm still hungover 2 days later. And I have, I'm so sore. I feel like I ran a marathon or something crazy, or I did some bad workout. That's what it feels like. Ugh. I hate hangovers. That's why I don't like to drink. I have my new favorite drink. Well, it was my old, but I brought it back. Red Bull and vodka. Why not mix two totally opposing forces, a depressant and a hype, whatever you call it, a caffeine-inducing drink, and put it together. And then you end up nuts and exhausted and burnt out, and your adrenals are failing. But anyway, Angela is here. I want to bring her into the home, bring it into the cast. What's going on, girl?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just hungover. Oh, we had the Friday show. Tony was there. I'm so happy she was there. And a bunch of great Compound fans at the Queens of the Compound show.
Yeah, how was it?
It was awesome. It was really fun. White Plains Comedy Club, great comedy club. Guys, check it out. They have great shows coming up. Really fun. Everyone did really well. And it was good seeing it. It was like a, you know, it's a little cute little bunch of us there.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it was a good lineup of ladies.
Ladies. A lot of ladies on that show. All ladies. And Bill Schultz came, which is very nice.
Yeah, I saw the photo and it said the Queens of the Compound and it was all the girls and Bill. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, he's so supportive. I love Bill. Kevin Brennan, not so much, doesn't love Bill, but... I don't understand why Kevin... So I feel like Kevin's yelling at Brian... his old co-host, but like that's not Brian's that show they're doing is not Brian.
Yeah, I'm recording.
They don't realize Angela's recording.
Yes, that's all.
So anyway, so that's not Brian McCarthy's show. That's Brian Fischler's show. I don't know why he thinks it's Brian's show. I was gonna write that, but I don't want getting involved.
Yeah, they're fighting pretty badly. Online.
Yeah, but that's not his show. That's not Brian. That Brian McCarthy is on the show, but Brian Fischler is the guy who's producing it. I've done that show before in the past, and Brian's just on the show, unless he's producing with Brian for some reason, but I don't think he is, because Brian's been doing that show literally for like 10, 12 years or something. Brian Fischler, another blind comic. He's totally blind. He has a seeing eye dog.
Well, is Brian McCarthy considered a comic? Or is he like a radio personality?
Yeah, he's more like a personality. I mean, he has jokes, but not, you know, he doesn't really do comedy. You know, he does it. He'll say he doesn't do. He's not a stand up.
Right. Yeah, they're fighting pretty bad. It's getting bad. But
I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't know if it was a joke. I didn't understand what was going on. I was hard to follow.
I'm not sure. I mean, because listen, publicity is publicity sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
No, I get it, but he's like talking bad about Brian being a molester. I don't know. I just, the whole thing is getting out of hand.
Yeah, but they've also joked around about that like on his show before.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm
like, so, I mean, he's called Brian that before or whatever, because I guess Brian like kisses his kids' friends on the lips or something weird.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird, but whatever. I mean,
Brian's like a good dad. I mean, I babysit his kids and stuff, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
So the fact that he allows you to babysit his kids means he's a good dad? Because I feel like that would mean the opposite. That is like an argument for the opposite.
No, I see him dad. With the kids.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I see he's a good dad. He's very dedicated and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's, you know, I don't think he's I don't know why Kevin is so angry with Brian. Like, it doesn't make sense. I guess it's just his thing, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a joke or if it's serious. I really don't know. And I don't care. On Twitter, we're in a chat group with the compound cucks and stuff. Yeah, a private chat group. And somebody in that chat group was like getting so emotional about it, like very upset about Brian and Kevin's fight.
Aww.
And I came off a little harsh, but I was like, who cares? Like, if they want to fight, they're two grown men. If they want to fight and call each other names, like, that's their problem. Like, let's worry about more important things. Let's be sad, because they keep saying how sad they are about it. And I'm like, you know what? I'll give you something to be sad about. Let's be sad about, you know, kids being murdered, or people abusing animals, or, you know, little
your
kids
own
dying
personal life stuff, at least. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Let's be sad about serious things, not about Brian McCarthy and Kevin Brennan arguing on Twitter. Like, really?
Well, I think what happens is people like really like them together, and then they're in this weird war, and it doesn't make, because I know Brian isn't really angry or anything, so it wasn't.
Well, he's mad now, I guess.
Well, now, but I'm saying back, it wasn't like they had a bad, nothing really happened where they had a breakup. Like, I mean, when they broke up, it wasn't like, I asked Kevin and Brian, they said everything's fine. And then Kevin was like, Kevin started, I don't know if he just wanted to get, you know, be burning bridges and shit, but, you know.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Literally, his old show was called Burning Bridges.
I get
his
that.
His other show was called Misery Loves Company. We love him because what does he do? What has he always done? He says crazy things about people. He fights with his co-hosts, etc., etc. Okay, so why suddenly are we going to be like, oh my god, I am so fucking appalled, I can't believe this is happening, Kevin is fighting with Brian? What are you talking about?
No, I believe
every other host he's had.
Yeah, but it's like it comes out of nowhere. He just starts.
Okay, but it's not like it's like I could see if this was the first time that he's done this.
No, I know.
But
I don't. Nothing shocks
does
me
it every time.
It doesn't shock me. None of it shocks me.
Right. But some people are still acting shocked.
Or
they're
still
acting,
I think,
mad.
People like both of them, and they feel like they have to take sides, and people don't like to do that. It puts people under some ridiculous stress or something. It's stupid, but people feel stressed, like they have to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we don't need to be stressed. We don't need to take sides, because guess what? Half the time this stuff's happening, okay, for instance, Brian and Gino. Now, on Gino's end, right, like, Gino wasn't really, like, hugely beefing, but Brian was taking that very seriously at one point.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And Brian
yeah.
was really hating Gino for a minute, and Kevin was hating Gino for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, they boxed horribly, I might add. They boxed horribly.
Yeah, it was
and
ridiculous.
Next thing you know, everybody's happy and likes each other. Gino's been on Kevin's show. Kevin's been on Gino's show.
Right.
Gino was on Kevin's roast. Everybody likes each other again. So why are we like freaking out? Because in a month they could be walking around holding hands. I don't know. Kevin could be.
Well, I don't know what started them around. I don't know what started. I wasn't reading the thread. I just saw it.
Not Kevin just out of nowhere.
Right.
First off, I think Kevin went on Gino and Aaron's show on Friday. I didn't watch it because I'm not a patron, because
a clip of Gino throwing stuff at Kevin and Kevin looking like he was going to cry.
They were okay. So Kevin was a guest on their show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Aaron mentioned during the show that he was going to be on Brian's show. Well, that upset Kevin. And so then Kevin put a tweet out that said, anybody else that's doing Brian's show on Monday, if you go to his show on Monday, you're not welcome at my show anymore, right?
Were they talking about the comedy show or his, like,
I guess the comedy show, because
it's not Brian's show. It's a Brian Fischler show. It's not Brian McCarthy's show. I don't know. Brian's just on the show. I don't know why people don't understand that. I want to tweet that out, but I don't even want to get involved. I mean,
well, so then that, I think that's how it started, because I think Kevin got mad that Aaron was doing Brian's show. So then
it's
Kevin
blind,
tweeted.
Mind you, it's for blind people. It's not, it's for blind people getting seeing eye dogs. It's like Laugh for Sight. It's a charity show. It's not you know, it's not a self-indulgent. It's for charity. It's a benefit. It's a big benefit they do every year. So I don't know why you're upset.
Then he tweeted and said, anybody that's on Brian's show, I'll pay you $100 to not be on the show. But then he named specific people. But the people that he named were people that were at his roast. So now Frank, how do you say it? Pellegrino? Frank says in a private chat, so I probably shouldn't be saying this, but he's like, guaranteed the people that he's offering to pay to not do Brian's show are all people that he still has to pay for doing his roast.
Oh.
So he's making it seem as though he's like, I'll pay you to not do Brian's
show. It's not Brian's show, though. I don't know what they're not getting. Money. It's not Brian's show. It's Brian Fischler's show. It's not Brian McCarthy's show. I want to make that clear. I've been doing that show.
I know. You made it clear time to time.
Yes. I'm going to keep saying that because I don't know what.
All right.
What,
so anyway. So that was that. And then Karen Feehan was like, sorry, Brian, I'm not on your show anymore. And then he tagged Kevin in it. So then Kevin tagged an actual photo where he PayPal'd her $100. But then Karen says, you still owe me for the roast, by the way. So guaranteed, that's what he's doing. Like, Frank was right. Because Frank was like, he didn't offer to pay Chrissy $100 and not do the show. And that's because Chrissy wasn't on his roast. But whatever. So that's that. Weird. Who cares? Who cares? All I know is they're saying funny things back and forth. And if you're going to be a grown man and you're going to say funny things back and forth, if I happen to see it, I'm going to laugh. And there was one tweet. Okay, so there were a few things that Kevin said that made me laugh. But there was one, actually, that Brian said that made me laugh probably the most. Let me see if I can find it easily. Let's see. So Brian said... all right, let's see. Let's read a little bit of this thread. Okay, so Brian said Flat Cat was getting on Kevin because Kevin said Brian's a former porno producer who thinks it's funny to kiss children inappropriately. Is that who Gotham Comedy wants to be in business with? So then Flat Cat said pretty low to try to get people to lose their jobs. And then Kevin said, lose what job? And then Flat Cat goes Kev like that. And then some guy named Gil Bravo says, why do you defend someone who has been shitty to most comics who have been on Kevin's podcast? And then in parentheses, you put Patty Rossborough and Carrie Caravis and others. And then somebody else said, let's not forget his on-air meltdowns. And then Brian like retweeted that guy saying he's been mean to Carrie and Patty. And he said, Carrie is a total unfunny cunt. That is that. If you don't agree, that's fine. But she is awful, awful. And then somebody tagged Carrie in it. And Carrie said, I may be an unfunny cunt, but you've still been dumped off of one of the best podcasts. And then in parentheses, she put MLC. So get over it. And then somebody else said that Carrie had a good point. And then Brian said, she sucks and Kevin is a bitch. Neil was at the Mark Twain. All right, let me start over. She sucks and Kevin is a bitch. Neil was at the Mark Twain Awards last night and Kevin was eating a $5 paper plate chicken dinner wearing a bike helmet. That made me laugh so hard when I read it. He said Neil was at the Mark Twain Awards last night and Kevin was eating a $5 paper plate chicken dinner wearing a bike helmet.
That's terrible.
Oh my God. And so yeah, that made me laugh a lot. And I even tweeted and said, okay, this made me laugh. Because it did. It made me laugh a lot. So that's that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that tweet because I found it very funny.
That's all. It's crazy. It's not. They're still fighting.
Yeah, it's silly. I mean, I guess they're still fighting. I don't even know. So listen, one of the compound cucks had a party. One of the guys that lives in Connecticut, he had a party this Saturday too, which I didn't get to attend. So
why didn't you go to that
everybody
party?
Was out partying for Halloween because he's in Connecticut.
Oh.
And because I drove so much the past few days, why I couldn't go to your show on Friday. Like, I drove almost 5 hours to and then 5 hours from Penn State for a photo shoot. Then I drove to Maryland, which was like a 3 hour ride. Then I had to drive an hour and a half to another wedding. And then it was like, I just couldn't do it. I needed to like just take a break. I did go to like a haunted thing though. That was fun.
What kind of haunted thing?
You know, like the scary things with the hay rides and the,
oh, that's fun.
You go through the haunted houses and all that kind of stuff.
Were you scared?
I don't get scared that easy anymore because I go to them all the time. I mean, there's a few things that'll scare me. Like,
they're not,
you know,
scary,
they'll startle me,
so to speak. They're not.
I try to go to ones that are scary. Huh?
The chainsaw guy is always scary.
Yeah, this one rubbed the chainsaw across your back, which that always freaks me out because part of
me thinks
they're
not supposed to touch
like,
you. It's against the law. But...
Well, that depends on which one you go to. But the I always think to myself, this would be the perfect place to murder someone in plain sight because people would think it was part of the show.
Right, I'm sure.
And like, yeah, and like it would take time before anybody even realized, oh shit, I think that somebody just got killed. But oh yeah, speaking of killed.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What? Oh no.
I got something to tell you.
Is it that time?
It's time.
All right. Are you sure?
It's a special time. Can you guess what I'm about to say?
Kind of.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's your hint.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it at? Where's your hint?
Death.
That was a part of your hint. Let me hear more of your hint.
Is it that time?
There are flies on the windscreen.
The more I see, the more I feel.
How come when you sing it, it sounds nothing like what it's really supposed to sound
like? I'm not an English man, that's all.
I never knew that's how the song went.
It's actually a sexy.
I never expected the song to sound like that. Because you always sing it. Death is everywhere. There are flies on the windscreen.
For a start, reminding us we could be torn apart.
Anyway, guess who died?
Who died?
Guess who died?
Who died?
ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And his name makes me laugh.
Baghdadi,
because they keep saying Baghdadi. They're like, yeah,
how'd
we just
die?
Killed Baghdadi.
They killed him or he died.
And that makes me think of that song. I'm the bag of the Baghdadi. Do 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 do. Ain't no homie gonna play me. A celebrity man. Anyway, I'm the daddy of the Baghdadi. That's what it is.
But what happened to the guy?
So we killed him. The U.S. troops went in and killed him. Okay, so first off, our president,
yeah,
this is the kind of president that we have right now. He tweets out something big, huge has happened. Something huge has happened, okay? He tweets it, and then next thing you know, there's press conferences saying, we just killed the ISIS leader. Like, who goes on Twitter and tweets out huge news, everybody? Huge. Big.
Trump.
Huge.
What do you think? Who else does it?
Huge. And it's about like us literally invading and killing someone. And then
no, he's
like, okay, fine. We killed the guy. If the guy's awful,
there'll be another guy right onto him anyway. It doesn't really matter. You can kill
him. Yeah, my mom said
another ISIS popping up. It's like cockroaches. There's always another one.
Yeah, my mom said the same thing. But so anyway, but the thing is he's, and I'm watching, it's on the news right now. I'm not listening to it, but I see his face. And he had, it looked like he had that, what do you call that when you dye your hair? What's it called? when you get your hair dyed and the roots are one color and then the bottom of it's like
ombre.
A different color.
Ombre.
Ombre. Mm-hmm. His beard was ombre'd. It was like dark up top and then orange in the bottom. He had an ombre beard.
I mean, the guy, anyway, the ISIS man. The ISIS.
Baghdadi. Baghdadi.
Gino Biscon.
His name is Baghdadi.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. He's the Gino of the freaking ISIS world. Just call me Baghdadi. Anyway, so, but then the president's like explaining like how we killed him or whatever, right? Like, okay, usually the presidents don't go into major detail because, you know, people, they don't really like hearing about death too much. Okay, fine. The guy's dead. You killed him. You went in and you killed him. But he's like this, the guy was whimpering. I can't do a Trump impression, but he's like, the guy was whimpering and crying and begging like a coward that he is. And then we blew him to pieces, him and three kids. Like, really, dude? Do we need the details? Like, do we really need the details, you dumb dumb?
No, it's weird. I think that he's going to tweet out secrets. That's what's going to happen. He's like the type that would tweet out some like big FBI, CIA secret or something.
He's like big news, huge on Twitter. News. And then they're, oh my God. Like, if we go to war, he's literally going to tweet that first. He's going to be like, big, huge news. Stay tuned. Like, on Twitter.
I think he should have been. I think he should have just been like, I think he should have been like a newscaster or something. They should have just given him his own TV show. I think it would, you know, after, I mean, like a talk show. And I think it would have been fine for him. Like, I think he went to the wrong medium. Like, I think politics wasn't like the smartest thing for him.
Huge.
He should have just stayed in like entertainment or something. Like, honestly, I really think that would have been better for him. I think that it's too much stress.
White Plains Comedy Club just tweeted a picture of you.
Yeah, they had a really good time. We had such a fun. It was fun working with women and doing funny jokes.
Oh my gosh. Chrissy Mayer just put this, and I think it's about you.
What?
Oh yeah, you liked it. Where the person was like, "You're beautiful. Do you have a boyfriend?" And she said, "Hi, yes." And he said, "Damn, is Stacy single?"
And then what he said, and then oh yeah, then he wrote, and she said, "I think she's seeing somebody." He goes, "Ugh," like I think he's gonna go through the lineup. How about
maybe
Karen?
One
How
day.
About Karen? How about, you know? So
I'm gonna say,
and it looks like 12. Did you see that? If you look at the picture of him, it looks like he's like 12 years old.
Oh my God. And then somebody said, isn't Gabby available? And then Gabby said, I'm actually been busy working. Ever heard of it? It's what people do to make income. Okay. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, you mean Gabby yeah. with the, from the down the hall.
Yeah.
Oh, she said, I thought Chrissy, when she did the impression, it was like over the top. But then when I met her, it wasn't like, I thought it was like she was just being like silly, you know? She's really that crazy, you know what I'm saying? She's mm-hmm. as crazy as Chrissy makes her out to be. She seems nice, but mm-hmm. she had the exact, like, Chrissy captured her so perfectly. It was scary.
I wish I knew who this guy was, and I want to be like, damn, maybe one day I'll get on that list where people are like, well, what about Angela?
No, they just go down. It doesn't matter who it is. It's just like they're just going through the.
Yeah, but he looks kind of young and cute, maybe. Well,
I've been seeing somebody. You know that, right?
Yeah, who cares?
That's not nice.
I don't. You have boyfriends for months before I even meet them.
Well, this
it's
one,
weird.
I just. This has been like Death 2 months.
Death is everywhere.
I'm like really weird. I don't really have boyfriends. Except that
you haven't even been single for 2 months.
No. I was dating the other guy. We're not going to say the name.
His name's Rand.
And so we, who knows if he even listens to this anymore, but we broke up. Like, I wasn't really into that guy that much. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad, but I liked him in the beginning and it just sort of like faded out really fast. I mean, I don't know. I had a weird thing with him, and then we broke up, but I was single for a few months. I mean, I didn't date anybody really for a few months, and then I haven't been, you know what it is, I haven't been like doing the mess around thing, like, you know what I'm saying?
I sure haven't.
You know, I used to be more hookup casual or date, you know, I stopped like that. Like last, I kind of stopped that.
I don't do any of that. And my friend is like on dating. Who? So he's like, she don't even care. Adrian? Like my friend Jenny. Oh. No, Adrian's had a boyfriend. But anyway, she's like on dating sites, met some big old huge muscle dude, like slept with him all easy. Like, I can't do
that. I've been waiting. Like, I haven't really. Yeah, I've been waiting. I take a long time with these guys, especially the dating site guys. I'm not in it for a hookup. Like, you know, I don't need that. If I wanted to get laid, I could just call. Some booty call. I don't do that. Like I haven't been into booty calls in a really long time. You know that I'm judging. I mean, it's good for different times, different things, but I'm not really into booty calls anymore. It's too much stress. It's just not worth it.
I want cookies.
Remember when I used to run to the doctor every time?
Yeah.
I remember. I hooked up with somebody a couple of years ago, and the next day I went to the doctor to get STD tests.
It was stupid.
Have you been? Yeah, you haven't been dating anybody in a while.
No, I haven't done anything. It's been a year. It's been over a year.
Well, bitch, you better get out there. Why haven't you? Were you traumatized by the last one? By the murder?
Nah, I work too much. Like, excuses. I don't know. Somebody said hi to me in my thing, and I didn't even want to be nice back, but I think they're a jerk, too.
Why?
Because they blew me off before, like, acting like I wanted them or something, so they wished me happy birthday and stuff and called me beautiful, and I said thank you, and that's it.
Well, what else are you going to say? It was fuck? I mean, what else are you going
to
say to them?
I could have tried to keep a conversation going, but I don't want to, because I'm tired of everybody.
Do you like anybody now?
Everybody. Do I love
Do you
anyone?
Like anybody now?
No.
Why? Well, let's ask a listener. Maybe the listeners could help. Maybe they want to hook up with you.
Nah. I don't think they do.
Well, there are like people that met through like Anthony's girlfriend is really nice. Kat, they met through Twitter, I think, right? Or something like that.
I think they might have.
It's a really cute couple. They're really cute together. She's adorable.
Oh, sorry. I just played something crazy by accident. Could you hear that audio when I played it? Yeah, Anthony texted me. Okay, here's one of my biggest pet peeves, and I'm just going to put it out there right now, right? And you do it all the time. You're notorious for it. Although this time you didn't do it, but you were still involved. Anthony texts me a picture of you, this guy, your date or whatever, and Anthony and Kat, which I've never even gotten to hang out with Anthony and Kat together or anything. Like, and it's a thing we always talk about we want to do. He texts me a picture all late of you guys all partying at a party together. And I'm like, so I told him, I don't know if he told you or not, but I said, gee, thanks for sending me a photo of everybody hanging out at a party that I wasn't invited to. And he goes, don't blame me. Blame your Jewess. And I said, yeah, well, tell her. I said, fuck off.
What'd I do? I mean,
I was annoyed because I don't care if you guys were invited. Who does that? You do it all the time. Like, you've texted me pictures of you, Gino, and Bill out at a bar while I'm sitting home working. And I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, I don't care. You're out with Bill and Gino. Have fun with Bill and Gino. But do you really need to show me a photo being like, look what you're not doing right now?
Well, I don't think that's I think you're taking it that way. No, you're taking it that way. Like, you're taking it as like fear.
Every time I go somewhere with someone that's not you, do I send you a photo?
No, but you're taking it as like we're leaving out. Like, it's like FOMO, whatever. You're FOMOing it. That wasn't.
It's stupid.
No. What do I mean? It was showing that we missed you more than that we were like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. It looked like four people having a blast. Sending me the
maybe
photo saying,
I don't know. Maybe you were. I don't know. Maybe you were like having a blast at the Haunted House. I don't know what you were doing.
Okay, but if I was having a blast, which I did have a fine time, but if I was having a blast, I wouldn't send you the picture.
Right. You don't want to see other people having a good time.
No, if I'll put the picture online if I want to put it online, but I'm not going to personally be like, here's a picture of me having fun without you.
That wasn't the object. The object.
What the hell? It's annoying. I don't need you to send me a picture, so just be warned.
I won't send you a picture.
The only time
I didn't send you the picture, Anthony did.
You didn't send it this time, but you've done it in the past before with Gino and other people.
Oh, it's always so much fun. Gino and Bill.
I know, but like, I don't care. Like, I don't
care. All right, I won't send you a picture. Big deal. I won't send it to you.
I'm just saying, period. People, like, why do people do that? Like, nobody cares. Unless you're out hanging out with Donnie Wahlberg. Like, if you literally just walk down the street. No, but if you walk down the street and you saw Donnie Wahlberg and it was like, holy shit, and you took a picture, send it to me. That's funny. Or if you're like near a person that I hate or something, send a picture of that because that's funny. But like to just send me a picture showing me how much fun you're having, I hate that.
All right, I won't tell you. Send you. I'll only send you sad, depressing pictures.
No, I don't want any pictures of you, to be honest.
All right, fine.
I
won't send you anything.
Put them on Instagram. I'll see them eventually.
I didn't know you get such a fear of missing out type of thing.
Well, I am. I'm here. First off, it's a party that would have been awesome if I could have been at. And I understand why I wasn't there and why I wasn't invited, blah, 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 whatever. But it could have been a beneficial thing for us to be at together. So that was annoying. Secondly, you're hanging out with Anthony and Kat, which I would love to be able to hang out with Anthony and Kat. But I'm here and everybody else is there. So I didn't get to do that. And then thirdly, I was very upset because you were with Big A.
Oh, Big A. He's great. Yeah, I love him. And Bobo. And Bobo, too.
Yes, Bobo. I've never met Bobo in person yet.
I thought you met him.
No, he talks to me on Facebook and stuff. I think I might have
seen
him.
Well, maybe you need to move
him
closer.
Well, I'm not doing that because I make money here.
Right, but you can make money anywhere. What you do. You don't think you can make money doing it in more northern Jersey?
No.
You don't think you could take the Long Island market by storm?
I don't know, but somebody just put something on Facebook about a toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and it just got me really upset.
How's your weight loss
contest? I'm super hungry. It's not going all that great, and oh, did something happen here? Because our okay, never mind. I opened up the wrong thing. All right, it's not going that great, and my trainer thinks he knows why now, because it's going to sound stupid. And you kind of said something about this too, but I don't have a ton of fat left on me.
Right.
I do have some, but I don't have a ton. And I've built up a lot of muscle.
Right, you work out like a maniac.
And now instead of dropping weight, like I'm lifting too much weight and too heavy of weights. So it's almost like, you know, there a man can go into the gym weighing 150 pounds. And if he works out and lifts weights and eats tons of protein and everything, he can go up to 180
and look at
pounds.
But still be small.
So,
right?
And then he'll just maintain that, you know, 180 pounds if he keeps working out. Well, at this point, I'm maintaining. I have a lot of muscle. And I'm not dropping weight because I'm lifting. Like, so now he's like switching the routine up. And instead of doing weights and stuff, I'm going to do
cardio?
More.
Cardio,
you're
not doing
but more
training?
Stuff.
That's the best thing.
I'm doing. Yeah, he does different stuff like that, too. He has his own version of it that he has a different name for. But it's the same kind of thing. But I'm doing less weights and more using my own body. So like
right,
push-ups.
Right, as I said.
Pull up, squats.
I'm saying you should start getting into Pilates, yoga, bar classes, things like that. That's going to like lengthen everything, and you'll lose a lot of inches too. But
you're
going
to
have to switch up your workout. I would do yoga. Like I would do Vinyasa power yoga. That's would change your entire body quickly. But I would start taking yoga classes. Yeah. You'll see a big difference. And pull.
I mean, I don't necessarily want to change a ton about my body.
I mean,
right
that
now.
For this
contest.
I mean, you got to, you know, it's like, but also the scale. I mean, if you're losing inches, that's really what matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I rather, because you're less likely to gain fat back if you build muscle.
Yeah, and I have a lot of muscle. And like he came to the conclusion today because, well, first off, the scale's really not moving mm-hmm. much at all, like really not moving. And he's like, what the hell? And then we were talking and I'm like, dude, like I don't know, like a guy, not a woman. I was like, I think we're lifting too much weights. Well, in the beginning, that's fine. I dropped tons of weight that way. He didn't realize, he's like, I didn't realize that you had as much like lean muscle as you do, because like he pinched, like I showed him my back and stuff. I'm like, look, like there's nothing there now. Mm-hmm. And he like pinched where I used to have like big fat love handles and stuff. And he was like, oh, wow. He's like, I didn't realize like you really don't have a ton of fat left on you.
Right. It's like you have a lot of bulk of muscle, probably. You probably built muscle and, you know, and now it's good. I mean, it's like,
don't get me wrong, people. I don't want to see nobody say nothing like, oh, bitch, you still got some fat on you. Yeah, I know that. Okay. The point is, I don't have fat like I used to have. So, and I'm building that fat into muscle. Like it's building it into muscle instead of trimming the fat. I'm like,
you're bulking up. Like, you're bulking up like a guy. Right. Much. I kind of thought that, like, because of the workout plan, I kind of thought that it seemed a little.
No, but that workout plan was working great until now, because now I'm closer to my goal.
Right, now you're smaller and now you want to kind of just get more chiseled and lean out, and now you're just getting, right. So, no, because I used to bodybuild in college and high school a little bit, and I never really got big, but I would bulk up, you know, like it would start to bulk, mostly like my ass and my legs, but it's hard because then you want to be more lean, and back when I was younger, that was more in style. Now girls are getting bigger butts and they want like a big juicy ass. Like back then it wasn't like hot to have that. I mean, people liked it, but it wasn't like in style. You know, they didn't make clothes, they didn't make jeans that looked, you know, like now they make yoga pants that like really accentuate the ass nicely, and back then they didn't have that, and everything was very lean and sort of like different. You know, people's bodies are different now. The style of body shape has changed in women, I think.
I got to tell you this news story I just saw. It is insane. Here's the line. It's from Action News, so I guess it must be true.
Are you sure?
I mean, that's our regular news channel. It says, the happiness... Okay, here's the headline. Woman killed by flying debris from a gender reveal explosion. Oh,
now, have you photographed gender reveals?
No, but the happiness of a gender reveal party turned to tragedy when a woman was killed by debris from an explosion. Are you kidding me?
What, do they have a bomb? Maybe they have a grenade?
In Knoxville, Iowa. Oh, hold on. Sorry. In Knoxville, Iowa, the happiness of a gender reveal party turned to tragedy when a woman was killed by debris from an explosion. The Marion County Sheriff's Office in Iowa said a gender reveal announcement resulted in an explosion, which caused a flying piece of debris to strike the victim. Are you kidding me? This is why people who do gender reveals should be punched in the face. Because you just killed someone, because you had to make your gender reveal be so crazy that you exploded things.
So she was pregnant? The woman that, no, not the mother. The mother didn't get killed.
The mother didn't get her. Okay. KCCI reports that the family was experimenting with explosive material in an attempt to record a gender reveal that could be posted on social media.
I hate people even more now.
Bags wanted some social media, like they wanted to go viral. Well, now you're viral
of a gender reveal.
Now you're viral for killing somebody. Family members inadvertently created a pipe bomb with gunpowder. Instead of the gunpowder,
idiots.
Instead of the gunpowder shooting the powder at the top of the stand exploded, sending metal pieces flying. Pamela Creamier, 56, was struck in the head, causing instant death.
Oh, my God. Like she got killed.
Gender reveal parties have gained popularity.
Was it a boy or a girl, though?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know. Now they have to name the kid Pam.
Boy or girl. Listen, okay. Gender reveal parties have gained popularity in recent years, and there have been several reported accidents. In 2017, a gender reveal party in Arizona. a gender reveal party in Arizona ignited a wildfire that burned nearly 50 acres over a gender reveal party. I feel like people that do that, we should be able to cut their baby out.
I know. I hate them already. Like, when did this start? Because it's really annoying. I get a transgender reveal party. Like, you look at my new dick or look at my new pussy. You know, hello. You know, like, that'd be fun. But
okay, well, why can't we just stick to the old, you cut the cake open. If it's pink in the middle or blue in the middle, then you know what you're having. Like, really? Now you're trying to make
bombs. How about we wait till it gets born and then figure it out? Like, how about that? How about, like, not make a party? Just have a fucking baby shower, call it a day, get registered, bye bye baby, or the hell people register at nowadays, and get gifts, and that's it. You don't have to, why you drag people into your fucking nonsense? You know, I just, I would never go, yeah. I would, like, literally not go to one. I would never go to one. I hate, first, like, there's two things I hate more than anything are baby showers and wedding showers. I hate them. Like, I really dislike them. I never like going.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of any of that. And that's
it. Like, I never, it's always boring. I don't want to watch. There's nothing more boring than people opening a baby like shit. Or wedding, or like someone opens up their stupid gifts at a wedding shower. The fucking china and like toaster. It's like, there's nothing more boring than watching somebody open gifts up. It's like, it's annoying, and I feel it's a hostage crisis. Just, you know, just take the gifts home, open them up by yourself. You don't need to sit there. I remember going to one years ago. I was there like hours. A woman had so many gifts, opening them. I'm like, I want to go home. Like, it was just the worst. It's the worst. You feel like an idiot if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you shouldn't open the gifts there. Like, you should.
Right. Just don't get people involved with it. No one wants to see it. Some
snacks, call it
who invented that shit? Have a party. Have people bring gifts. Eat and drink. Have a good time. Like, don't get no one needs to see. Like, it's like annoying. Like, I remember I had a very small bridal shower when I got married. It was like just like 10 of my friends. And we went out to like Spa Castle for my bachelorette party. It was very, very mellow. People, you know, just like my future in-laws, like the girls. It was like small. It wasn't huge. We, you know, it was just like, I didn't want to drag anybody into like a fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah. It's about it too much. It's about it.
Do you take a lot of pictures of like showers too, or you just do like the wedding? Nah. You could actually start like advertising. We do gender reveal parties. You know, like, you can make that like a thing. I bet you'd get a lot of business.
Why every time we're podcasting does a picture for the strawberry shortcake cake come up with cream cheese frosting? Ew. Yo, let's look at this recipe.
That looks
hell
disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, it's not on here. I need this recipe now. Damn it. I am so hungry. I can't even tell you all how hungry I am. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. My toe hurts really bad, though. I went to my Asian lady today. She gave me a manicure and a pedicure, but she fucked my toe up.
What'd she do?
She cut half of it off. She was just digging all up in there for some reason. So, anyway, I don't know. I got like 5 weeks left of this competition. So hopefully something happens here in 5 weeks. Cause I just can't take it on mark. Huh? What else do you got to talk about? Anything?
Except being utterly hungover.
I mean, yeah. You know, I feel like this could be a 45-minute this time.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. I'm really, really tired. I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I'm about to go eat some dinner, and I got a lot of
eggs.
Work to do.
I mean, I've been up since early, but I'm not feeling great right now.
Oh, I got my hives again.
What's going on?
Came
Did
back
you
this
go
morning.
To the doctor?
This is the third time. No, I'm not going to the doctor.
Did you have Benadryl or something? Did you take Claritin?
No, it goes away within like
30
minutes.
Where are
minutes.
They located?
My entire body. I took photos. I'll
it's
send you
pictures.
It's called
urticaria. That's the name of it. Hives are called, the technical term is urticaria. Uticara.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
So
Uticara.
So do you think you're allergic to something, or you think it's stress?
Well, I also read something that said that when you exercise, it releases cortisol. Cortisol also gets released when you're stressed and stuff like that. When you exercise, your body does not, your body can't differentiate stress from exercising versus stress from being stressed out. So a lot of times exercise can cause hives. So now I'm trying to think, but I feel like the couple times that I've gotten it, like last night I exercised very late and then I came right home and went to bed.
Wow.
So now I'm wondering if there's a correlation between exercising late at night and then waking up in the morning and getting the hives, because I get them in the morning when I wake up. It's happened 3 times now. So I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, I could very well, like, allergies change every so many years. So just because I've never had allergies in the past doesn't necessarily mean right. I don't have them now. So maybe it's an allergy thing, but it doesn't happen every single day. It's happened 3 times. Mm,
that's interesting.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I feel like it might be stress too? Related because I happen to be like, no, they hurt. It's like I'll be sitting there and all of a sudden my face will be on fire. Like,
are you eating? Are you taking a supplement? Maybe. Is there a supplement you've been taking that's new? Maybe the zinc is building up or something. You might be having too much heavy metals from the zinc. You might not be pooping it out, or it might be building up. You should. It might be one of your supplements. You should see.
Could be. But it's happened before in my life.
It did happen before.
Years ago.
During a stressful time or not?
My life has been a stressful time my whole life. So
have you been, maybe you need a vacation. When do you take vacation?
Probably.
Well, maybe you need to take.
Never. I took a vacation and I took the teens with me.
Well, don't take anybody anywhere and just relax.
Yeah.
You know, like, take your own vacation.
Maybe,
like,
I will.
With your friends or without, you know, when you don't have responsibilities. That's what the vacation is. Or do a staycation.
Yo, did I tell you I might be photographing? There's a really good chance I'm photographing a wedding in
when?
Hawaii.
Wow.
Next December. So not this December, but. Yeah, she wants to book me and everything. We've agreed on a price. So as long as she doesn't change her mind, which the first deposit is going to be enough to cover my flight.
Well, is that and everything, like my round trip?
Well, I've come up with a price that's going to cover my flight and my
time,
hotel,
right.
and everything. To an extent, but I also want to do it for an experience. I'm not making tons of money. I know the girl who's getting married, but my good friend Dottie, that always like hangs out with me down here, she's going to be there. Nice. She's the maid of honor in the wedding. So I'm going to get to go and hang out and have fun too. Like, I'll stay for like
right,
3 days
make a vacation,
or whatever.
A work.
Yeah. So as long as my hotel's getting paid for, my room's getting paid for, I'm getting money for food, and then I'm getting some extra money.
No, are you
money,
filming just
that.
The wedding? I mean, are you shooting, or just, are you shooting like, and the,
I'm doing the wedding, and then I wanted to do
the rehearsal dinner and stuff, or no?
No, I'm not doing that, but I'm hoping to do the wedding, and then I wanted to the next day take them in her and her wedding dress, and him like in
right.
you know, her shirt and pants. And doing stuff in the water and on like cliffs and different stuff like that.
I know, maybe.
Hawaii, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good market if you got to do like destination stuff.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere. So I'm like, you know what? I at least want to do this and get
Do people
into
do that?
That?
Is there a lot
you know?
Of photographers that go away?
I don't
with
ever
the people?
Get to do amazing. Yeah. I don't get to do a lot of amazing stuff because I'm always in New Jersey. There's only so many great looking
Well, your pictures
things
are gorgeous.
In New Jersey, but.
They come out really
Thanks.
Pretty. Yeah. So
thanks. All right.
I'm
is there
exhausted.
Anything else
I really,
want to talk about today?
I had a good time on the podcast, but I am so tired. I can't. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, it's time to take a nap. It's time to end this so I can go eat and you take a nap.
You know,
it's
we're
been 50
minutes.
An hour.
That's
we're
fine.
Good.
We're in the almost hour. The Stacey Preston.
Let me put this song on.
All right, so, well, listen. I'll probably be there to visit in the near future. Oh, here's what I need people to tell us. People need to tell us. We're going to put videos up on the Patreon.
Thank you, Patreons, for joining. We're going to put some stuff up. I'll put your patron. Up.
We know there's only a few of you or whatever, but we're hoping to get more. If there's something you want us to put up there, go ahead. Maybe we'll send out a tweet saying, what do you want a video of, this or this? Be realistic. If you say Stacy's tits, we're not doing that. If you say us making out, we're not doing that. Okay. But like, be realistic. Like, for instance, we could say, you know, Stacy, I don't know, saying something
like
funny,
I could have taken
singing a song, Stacy singing a song, or me lifting weights, whatever.
Like,
give
like
us something.
Like I could have
we'll
put something, maybe the Queens of the Con, I could have maybe shown some of that behind the scene. I mean, whatever. I mean, whatever. I don't know what you guys want to see, but anyway, like, I want to give them something.
Well, we'll start putting stuff up, and if there's anything that, if you guys have any requests,
actually, I don't even
know
how to really use the Patreon that well. That
request or suggestion, then
maybe
let us know. My dog's
like,
all up.
Maybe you could do like a bonus thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do a bonus.
All right.
Podcast, like a 20-minute or half-hour podcast. I mean, maybe I don't know.
We're like, maybe we answer specific questions people have or whatever. Just if there's any ideas you guys have, let us know. We're open to suggestions, but trust me, it's coming soon. My dog is ready to go pee pee.
Yeah, I want to thank She's everybody on the Patreon. I got to go on the Patreon in a little while. I have so much like paperwork to do for stuff. Like I'm going to be speaking again in high schools and stuff. I got to like send all this paperwork in and stuff. Anyway, so don't hang up. You can't hang up. I'm going to play the song, the old song. Thank you guys for listening to us. And here's our old song. Hold on.
Right, bye.